Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to pick our top five HTML video players for WordPress. Without further ado, I'm going to let Tim start. Tim, kick us off. What's number one?
Yeah, number one is VideoJS HTML5 player. That looks like it has two names. So another one is HTML5 video player. We'll put the links in the show notes to the WordPress plugin. But yeah, that's the top of the list.
Number two on our list is HTML5 video player. Don't be confused. This is a different plugin, very similar names. Number three, Tim.
Number three is ARV. Finally, we have something a little different, which it's a acronym for Advanced Responsive Video Embedder. I like the different name there that also has some meaning behind it. So yeah, let's use the WYSIWYG editing to make sure that your video works right on your page.
Fantastic. Number four, HTML5 video player WordPress plugin. At least they added WordPress plugin to the end of it. This is a paid solution. You can find it on Code Canyon. It's pretty awesome. It's got a lot of really nice features. Since it's a paid product, it goes a little bit further than some of the other ones. And it's only $20. So check it out.
Yeah. And then number five is Uplayer, another more unique name. It is also on Code Canyon. It's a little cheaper, $14. But it stands out because of its unique styling, which is nice. And one thing I want to say, you might be asking, well, I'm using a page builder. Why do I need to use a separate HTML5 video player? Well, while all the page builders have video modules built in, they're very limited on style and functionality. And so it's usually just the basics. And so if you need something a little more robust, a little more features, a little more control over what it looks like, how it performs, then you might need to use one of these plugins here.
Fantastic. Those are our top five. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, why you should upgrade to PHP 7 now rather than later. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.